Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We're beginning a series now of studies in this magnificent verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We spend a moment in prayer before we begin our scripture reading and our study for today. Father, we're the recipients of your grace, and we express our thanks today for the fact that we have so many provisions in life. There's the provision of salvation, the provision of logistical blessings. We thank you over and over again that you've given us the assurance in your word that you would always be there, and we're the recipients of your presence and power. This magnificent book we have, the Word of God, inspired, designed to take us as individuals born into your family to victory and triumph in life. We thank you for the fact that you've given us everything we need to have a joyful life, a victorious life. We pray that you will guide us in these moments of study today. In Jesus' name, amen. On the screen, you're going to see now a diagram that we have emphasized in the past. We present very quickly now because this is just a presentation of the outline. We see here the emphasis before the fall of the body, the soul, and the spirit. We're not discussing this now. We're just letting you take a look at the diagram that we have for you. After the fall, we discover that there's something that takes place, and that is there is body, soul, and then something about the individual dies. So we move Adam and Eve from trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit, to body, soul, dichotomy. I think this is a pretty good picture. And then, as all of you remember, God provided a cloak, a covering. What Adam and Eve tried to do was to cover up their nakedness by designing a belt, fig leaves, which is the Hebrew word belt, not a covering at all. An animal was slain, a complete covering, the word in the Hebrew means a complete covering, was made. And so that moved the individuals from dichotomy back to trichotomy. However, there was something that was affected, and that is that there is, of course, the old sinful nature. And so in this picture you see that there's trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit. But there is still the contamination of the old sinful nature. This is a very quick, brief presentation of information which we will be analyzing in detail over coming days. In our scripture, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. You will see the German translation on the bulletin. You will see that we have here a translation from the original language, the Koine Greek. As you all are aware, that many, many times when you come to a Greek verse, it's not a smooth translation. And that's what we have here. And we know that to the ones loving God, God works all things together for good to the ones according to purpose being called, to his purpose being called according to his purpose. I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that this is a tremendous verse. What I want to do today is to give you how the royal family needs to be prepared. So we're going to emphasize very briefly, royal family plans. First of all, the royal family formation is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the dry baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's the formation of the royal family. The down payment of the royal family is the indwelling Holy Spirit. The functional power of the royal family is the filling of the Holy Spirit. Fuel for the royal family is saturation with the Word of God. Now, I'm taking this slowly because if you want to take this down, these are very important points. The fruit of the royal family is capacity for life. I abbreviate for you, first of all, the formation of the royal family, the dry baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's God the Holy Spirit that brings us into His family. We're in union with Jesus Christ. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. The formation of the royal family, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The down payment of the royal family, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The functional power of the royal family, the filling of the Holy Spirit. Fuel for the royal family, saturation with the Word of God. You have in the bulletin today an insert that John McReynolds has put together on the spiritual house of the soul. A beautiful, magnificent picture. I would enjoy preaching that, but you can take it. You need to file it away and look at it then often. Fuel for the royal family is saturation with the Word of God. Fruit of the royal family is capacity for life. What I want you to do before we have our Lord's Supper today is just give you some brief comments that I firmly am convinced that we need to have in our thinking. What is it that we believe? We believe in the Word of God and its infallibility. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Secondly, we believe that the purpose of the church is to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we're here. We believe that the purpose of the church is to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thirdly, we believe that Satan has darts to throw and is waiting at all times and in every venue to thwart the plan of God for the church. What I want to say right here on number three is that you and I have an old sinful nature, which we've already seen in our diagrams. We're aware of the fact that Satan is displeased when we live according to God's plan. If we love God, we love the Lord Jesus Christ, we love His Word, we're perceptive to the Word of God, we're hungry for the Word of God, Satan doesn't like that. So we believe that Satan has darts that he's continually throwing at all times in every area of life to thwart the plan of God for the church, for you and for me. Number four, we believe that when problems arise, it gives an opportunity to rethink and evaluate our convictions. We believe that when problems arise, it gives us opportunity to rethink and evaluate our convictions. Some of you are of the opinion that the preacher doesn't have any problems. Never any difficulties. Never any burdens. Never any heartaches. Never any trials or tests. If that's what you think, I want to tell you that you're not thinking correctly. We believe that when problems arise, it gives us opportunity to rethink and evaluate our convictions. All of you face difficulties, burdens, tests, trials along the way. You face sickness. You face various temptations on a day-by-day basis. What am I going to do as I face this test, this trial, this temptation? It gives us an opportunity to rethink, to evaluate our strong convictions. Do we really love God? Do we love His Word? Are we going to utilize His Word in the face of this particular problem? We believe that when problems arise, it gives us an opportunity to rethink and evaluate our convictions. Number five, we believe that our nation has been blessed because of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that our fighting soldiers have bought us freedom, so that we are not hampered in any way at this point of time from worshiping as we please. I believe these are important thoughts for us in preparation for the observance of the Lord's table. We believe that our nation has been blessed because of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest contribution that you and I can make to preserve our nation is to love God, to love His Word, be perceptive to His truth, and utilize it on a day-by-day basis. I promise you. I've been told that we have a rising star. I want you to know that Emily's a rising star. But I want all of you to know that you're rising stars, because every day that you love the Lord Jesus Christ and you are perceptive to His plan and you utilize His Word, it is that which saves and preserves our nation. We appreciate our fighting men and women, the willingness of their desires and hearts to buy for us freedom. Royal family plans. Look at this, will you please? Number one, the first plan is to learn the Word of God on a consistent basis. I know that these are simple statements, but they are powerful statements. The royal family plans. One, learn the Word of God on a consistent basis. I want you to know that after all these six decades of time in the ministry, I'm seeing new things all the time, learning new things all the time. That's the reason why we have this fantastic book. It's new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Learn the Word of God on a consistent basis. Number two, continue until spiritual self-sustaining. Continue until you are spiritually self-sustaining. What does that mean? Can you ever be spiritually self-sustaining? You see what I'm saying? In other words, we have a goal to move forward, to be able to utilize God's truth. And no matter what we face in life, the burdens, the heartaches, the trials, we face those utilizing what we've been learning over the years. Continue until spiritually self-sustaining. And one of these days when you leave this life, you should be able to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen. Number three, I put commas in the right place. Some of you thought I didn't. I put the commas in the right place. Pass people test. Pass thought test. Pass system test. Pass disaster test. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you here? Many of the tests, the tests that you and I have in life will be people test. You and I will face people test. And God desires that we pass people test. Thought test. One of the greatest problems that you and I will have, Many times other people will not know anything about it, but it will be thought testing. We'll be thinking improperly. We'll be thinking satanic thinking, not vertical God's thinking. It's a problem. We have to pass thought testing. System. All of us are facing a lot of different types of systems. You school teachers face all kinds of testing. I'm not going to get into that. All I want to do is tell you that we all face system testing, disaster testing. Now, you can say, stay there, but I won't. Through testing, become a witness, notice, against Satan. I didn't say, through testing, become a witness for the Lord. That's understood, isn't it? Through testing, become a witness against Satan. You ought to put this down and remember that as you grow and advance in God's grace, you are a witness against Satan. Number five, at maturity, receive blessings designed in the eternal ages past. As you and I grow and advance, we'll be getting to realize blessings that have been designed for us in the eternal ages past. That's what Romans 8:28 is all about. Now, just listen to this carefully. At salvation, we cannot and do not see the blessings of maturity. At salvation, we cannot and do not see the blessings of eternity, of maturity. Maturity and then eternity. At salvation, we are not seeing what God is in store for us, has in store for us. Number two, the blessing of imputed righteousness gives us hope of having these blessings. The blessing of imputed righteousness. You and I, as born-again believers, are the recipients of imputed righteousness. As a result of being the recipient of imputed righteousness, we have the hope of having these magnificent blessings. Number three, as we grow and at maturity, we do not see the blessings of eternity, but imputed blessings give us a confident anticipation. We call it hope. But hope is not, you say to someone, are you going to heaven when you die? Well, I hope so. That's not the kind of hope we're talking about. The Greek word elpis is the word for confidence. I hope, my hope is in the Lord. No question about it. At maturity, we do not see the blessings of eternity, but imputed blessings gives us confident hope, anticipation. One imputation gives us hope for the next imputation. That's what we find in Romans 8:28. Number four, imputed righteousness is the hope for blessings in time while we're here on the earth. But look at number five, the resurrection body is the hope for blessings throughout eternity. Now, you got that down? Good. Thank you very much. We'll come back and do that again sometime. Now I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Interesting passage. And when he had given, for I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, now 25. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26 of 1 Corinthians 11, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Our men will come now for the observance of the Lord's Supper. May we bow for a moment of prayer, please. Father, we're thankful today that the Lord Jesus Christ was willing to leave heaven's glory, come to this earth as the God-man, for the specific purpose of going to the cross to bear our sins. And today, as we come to observe this magnificent time, help it to be a time of reflection. Help it to be a time of enjoyment as we remember what our Lord has done and is doing and will do for all of us. And we thank you for every blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. Father, again, we're thankful for everything you're doing and have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. It is our custom to retain the bread until all have been served. Bread represents Christ, whose body was broken for us. Take and eat thereof. Father, again, we are thankful today for everything that we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ. We have so many blessings. You continually bless us day by day. We bow to express our deep thanks today for salvation, for life, for the logistical blessings of life. Everything you do for us on a day-by-day basis, we're thankful for it. In Jesus' name, amen. It is also our custom to retain the cup until all have been served. Thank you. Remember, as we take this cup, we remember his willingness to be our substitute. Take and drink thereof. Now we're going to sing page 324. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Page 324, may we stand as we sing together, please.
When I survey
dismissed.